Fred Film Radio from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2019 Venice International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by filmmaker Alexander Nanau.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you for joining us, because I watched the film last night and it was amazing. It's called Collective and it's really an intense drama, but I would be so pleased if you could just maybe introduce it a little bit for the listeners who are not familiar with it yet, and so that we can talk about it in more details, or at least try to.
Yeah, so after a tragic nightclub fire during a rock concert in Romania, where 27 people died instantly in the fire, there were huge demonstrations against authorities and against corruption in Romania. So there was because the club functioned, although it had no fire exits, so it was clear that it was authorized by corruption, through corruption. So you had a whole new generation in the streets that said, like, we are, we don't want any corruption anymore. So we want to change the political class. We want to change the political elite that is really, through their corruption, killing us and killing our kids and so on. And from here, we wanted to start to do something, and we saw that the best way to do it is to go to journalists that are digging into the role of authorities in what happened after the fire. Because after the fire, what happened, we had 180 injured people by the fire, survivors, and the authorities said, we can take care of all of them. And they put them in normal hospitals. You're not supposed to put a burn patient in normal hospitals. And they killed another 37 that were all infected by bacteria. And the main protagonist, the investigative journalist, went into this because a whistleblower came to him, a doctor, and disclosed that they are not able to treat anyone, although it was a nationwide manipulation and lying strategy to tell a whole society that we are the best doctors, we are doing the best for them, and at the same time killing them. So it's a bit like Chernobyl, you know, where they say, like, nothing happened, all is fine, and at the same time, behind closed doors, everybody's dying. And we wanted to understand how society works, and the best entry door for that was to understand investigative journalism, because they are the last part in the puzzle to keep the balance between those in power and society.
Yes. So there is somewhat of still that belief in investigative journalism, but also I feel that in this movie there's a feeling as well that not many institutions can remain, can safeguard their integrity.
No, because we have populists running the country.
Right.
And when you have populists running the country and you have, let's say, 60 to 70% of the media being hijacked by media moguls, you know, that use the media in the service of the corrupt ones in power, then it becomes hard to have a safe society.
Actually, that answer inspires me to ask you this. What about the role of the filmmaker? I mean, how would you define the role of the filmmaker in describing this situation, or even just in the midst of this moment in time, and a moment in historical time?
I think our most important role was to show everything behind closed doors, so the viewer can see how journalism works in a newsroom, from the moment the journalist asks himself the question, to the moment he meets his whistleblowers, to the moment he works on his piece and tries to find answers.
Yes.
And we also entered the ministry. So it's for the first time you really see behind closed doors in a minister's office when they take decisions.
What's the challenge in doing that? I mean, I'm sure there would be a lot of challenges in doing that.
The challenge is just to learn how these two very separate worlds,
yes,
co-influence each other.
Right.
But if you watch them not on TV but behind closed doors, you understand more, because you see how the news come in to the ministry and they react to it, and we see how the journalists watch TV and the minister would say, these are fake journalists. Mm-hmm. What they found out is a lie. We're taking care of it.
Yeah.
It's a bit like in the States, right, with Trump. It's all
yes.
fake news. I'm in charge.
Definitely, definitely. But what about, I mean, this, so basically, even though this story focuses on the health system, let's say, it's also, it can be taken as a wider context. I mean, this is something that could happen in any branch of whatever system in any country,
exactly,
in any part of the world.
Exactly. It's just a metaphor for any system.
Right.
You have it in Germany with the Volkswagen thing, you have it in all countries.
Yeah.
But just in a different form, in a different part of the state. in a different institution. I think it really describes our current state of our states,
right.
You know, of our democracies, and they are just starting to crumble because more and more populist politicians come in, and with them, incompetent people that take over the institutions and destroy them.
Sure.
And the first institution they always try to destroy is the judiciary system.
And so, I mean, maybe as a final question, maybe it might come across even as a challenging one, but do you believe in the democratic system? Do you still believe in the democratic system?
I believe that through democracy, through our vote, we have a certain control over it, you know, whom we want to govern us and to control if they work in our favor or in their, you know, in a network's favor or whatever.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not perfect, but it's the best system we know by now. I don't know a better one right now.
Unfortunately, me neither. Winston Churchill would agree with those words too, I believe. But we're out of time. Thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure talking with you.
Great to meet you.
Thanks a lot. I remind our listeners, the film is called Collective, and that this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.